one more time. I love him. I love him because he first loved me and purchased my salvation. Pray. Dear precious Lord Jesus, we thank you, Father, for this beautiful day you are giving us to be here, Lord, to praise you. Lord, we love you because you love us first. And Father, we know we can never fathom your love. Oh God, help us, Lord. Help us today to worship you, to praise you. And Father, I pray that you help me, oh God, to share these few thoughts with your children, Father. Let us all together worship you and praise you, Father. Lord, we commit all to your hands, Lord. We commit both services and the morning services coming, a communion service, everything, bless everything. May all be done to glorify your holy name. We pray us in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 So let's take our Bible to Matthew 6, 5 to 9. Matthew. Matthew 6, 5 to 9. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues, in the corners of the street, that they may be seen of men. Verily, I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father, which is in secret. And thy Father, which seeth in secret, shall reward thee openly. Amen. Amen. But when ye pray, use not vain repetitions, as the heathens do. For they think they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask him. After this manner, therefore pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. So let's go to Psalm 115, Psalm 115. Psalm 115 and verse 1, just the first verse. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name. All right? I want you to stress the word thy name. Thy name give glory for thy mercy and for thy truth's sake. And then one more scripture, Isaiah 6:3. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of the word. You may be seated. So today we are starting the prayer. So for almost the last whole year, maybe half because we alternate, but sometimes I take Brother Tim's part also. So it's more than just maybe half. For the last whole year until now, we only spoke about our Father. And when I told you that it's going to be long, nobody can ever imagine that the Lord's Prayer can take years to really speak about if you want to really talk about, you know, what the prayer means. Because we realize that that's the only prayer that God in the flesh taught us to pray. If God, who knows everything, who knows the end before the beginning, he taught us a prayer, that means we have to really carefully, because that's the mind of God. All right, that's a man, that's no man, that's no prophet, but that's God himself in the flesh, not like every man that he inspired, who wrote any human flesh that he inspired to write, like David wrote many things about him, but he inspired them. But David still fell. Him fell because David is still in a human, right? But that's God himself in the flesh, born without any sexual act, came down from heaven. Amen. Right? That's God himself. So everything that God told us, we say, wait a minute, this is the mind of God. So look at everything carefully. And we can never fathom really when we say our Father. You hear many times Jesus referring to Father, even before I say to thy Father. You can never fathom that. And you hear the song, The Love of God. It's in the third verse. It says that if we can take all the ocean, take the sky from sky to sky, we can never even write all. And that's the reason why when you begin to talk about God, talk about him, you go through the Bible, you can never really finish talking about that. But after the seven redemptive names, I thought I'll stop there so we can get into the prayer. So we saw that, how God inspired David to write Psalm 22. And after writing Psalm 22, what we saw, how all the blessings in the seven redemptive blessings in Psalm 23. Amen. So before we go, Father, just to cap all what we say about him, the seven redemptive name, I just want to read you this. Brother Branham said, and that same power, that same Christ, hallelujah, let the fundamentalists, let them people who deny the power of God say it's wrong. But the same power that spoke the world into existence is in those people that's called the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. So you see, he released the seven redemptive, they're yours. And you see, that's why David can say, the Lord is mine. You see, he claimed it, right? That's right. Men and women, it's time that we find out who you are. The devil's trying to hide you back, tell you that you are some little coward down something. You are not. You are sons and daughters of God. Amen. Amen? And if you remember, when I was praying here, Jehovah, the shepherd, I told you that the word shepherd means friend, someone constantly with you. And Brother Brown is saying here, the deity is not in heaven, it's in you. Amen? Amen? And that's the reason why, so with this, just remember that God said, but the deity is in you. And then we go to the prayer. Remember, Brother Brown said, the deity is not in heaven, it's in you. Hallelujah. I know you think I'm crazy, but let me tell you something, brother. When you realize that Almighty God lives in you, immortal life, my life I give, Zoe, the life of God is in the human being. Amen? Amen? That's a very powerful quote. Amen? Amen. So that cap all what we'll be seeing, that you want to be with us, he's in us, he's with us. And then we finish with Jehovah Shammah. That being, I'll be there, I'm with you. And that's what Brother Branham is saying here, deity is not in heaven, but deity is in you. That's Jehovah Shammah, I'll be with you. And in Matthew, also saw in Matthew before he lived, he said, lo, I'm with you till the end. So now, I want us to read the definition of what we call a petition. I'm sure you heard a lot about petition, but let's see what it means. They say petition is a formally drawn request, often bearing the names of a number of those making the request, that is addressed to a person or a group of person authority or power soliciting some favor, right, mercy, or other benefit. Okay? The second definition, a request made for something desired, especially a respectful or humble request. All right? I like this one here when that definition I found of petition. A request made for something desired, especially a respectful or humble request as to a superior or to one of those in authority, a supplication or prayer. Amen? And then there's something that is sought by request or entreaty. So the Lord's Prayer, if you study carefully, if you read it carefully, you see that the Lord's Prayer has 7 petitions. Isn't that something? Brother Brown always told us that God is perfect. 7 is a number of perfection of God. He created the world in 6 and rest 7. We have 7 days, have 7 seals, 7 church ages, 7 trumpet, 7 candlesticks. Amen? Amen. And when we read Psalm 23, we saw that God, in Psalm 22, David, he inspired David to write his own coming death hundreds of years on a cross. And when that happened, that produced the 7 redemptive name of Jehovah. Amen. Amen? That gave us to us for free, that we can just claim. Amen? We are just accepted. Amen? And now here is God himself teaching us. Isn't that wonderful? Amen. And you tell me that this message is wrong. Tell me whoever told you those things about God. And there's no theology. There's nobody, no religion. There's nobody else. Amen? Amen. Can tell you something that will bring you to God where you feel God. But God sent a prophet so that he can show us a way to get to him. And remember, the prophet never pointed to himself. I want you to really make clear about that, okay? When I'm talking about the prophet, I love him, but I will never go to the point where I say that the prophet pointed to himself. Brother Brown would never even accept that. If Brother Brown was alive, many of the things going on today, maybe we could have killed him, even if we could give him maybe a heart attack or something. And Brother Brown said in the seals that Martin Luther, if you read a little bit, I studied a little bit all the Inquisition, the Jesuit, and all that. It was a tough, the cruel, if you see the way of executing people. There was one lady, she was the cousin to King Philip, and she believed. And they tied her down, put something to open her mouth, and take a piece of material that have thing that can cut you. And they put in a drip water slowly into her to go into her stomach. And she was pregnant. And then they pulled that out. That ripped it in. And then asked you, do you still believe in that Jesus? This is in the Bible. That's Inquisition. If you read the thing about Inquisition. And yet Martin Luther, this is the man stood up and write, 195 theses or how many theses put on the castle of Wittenberg? 95. Put it on a Wittenberg, so the judge shall live by faith. It takes more than a man to stand up to that machine. Kings and different ones couldn't stand up to the Pope, but that man, because God sent him. Amen? And he wrote all that, but Brother Bram said his problem was not being able to keep to fight the Catholic Church, but the problem was able to keep his head above all the fanatics that follow him. That's a strong statement. That we, in the message, we Christians, we should think about. When Brother Brown making those statements, we should think about it. When we take action ourselves, be the message believer, the way we act with people outside, the way we talk, the way we project this message, we have to put ourselves in there saying, the toughest thing, the greatest thing that Brother Brown faced was all the zealots and all the fantasies that follow him. Some people say he's God and almost ruined Brother Brown, ruined him, had to leave to say he's God and all that. So we got to always have that in mind. The way we project God through this message that we believe is always, you know, we are God's billboard. Amen. Amen. So, there are 7 petitions. If you want, let's count. Our Father who art in heaven, Hallowed be thy name. All right, there's no petition there. All right, we go through that. Okay, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Okay, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day. Let me take the prayer here. You count the petition here. Matthew 6. Okay, Matthew 6, okay. Okay, so we start. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. One, thy kingdom come. Two, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Three, give us this day our daily bread. Four, and forgive us our debt as we forgive those who forgive our debt as we forgive our debtors. Five, and lead us not to temptation. Six, but deliver from evil. Seven. Is there a seven petition? All right. So now look though, there are seven petitions. But the first three deal with God Himself. Okay. The first three petitions address God. And the second four address human beings, address us, all the human, all the human petition, our needs, our concern, physical and spiritual. Amen? Now, I won't read it, but go and take the Ten Commandments. Read the Ten Commandments. The first three commandments, same thing. It has to deal with God. And what did Brother Bram told us? We know God is perfect in three, right? So we do take the, so you see, this prayer is really sad that we've turned into something else. It's become very ceremonial. And the Lord's Prayer doesn't really have its value that it should have. Everywhere, if you go to any funeral, that's where people will be reciting. Or we don't have anything doing of you, right? And this is the prayer to God. Amen? So the first three addresses God. And the second four are prayer related to our needs and concern, both physical and spiritual. So when you come to God to approach Him, just like the Ten Commandments, also if you read well, when you come to God, you must put God first before presenting all your human petitions. Didn't Jesus say, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and everything else shall be? So when people think the Bible can republically contradict itself, it's the same thing. Starting from, it's the same thing. You seek ye the kingdom of God first, and all shall be added unto you. Amen? Amen. So now let's look at, our first, the line that we are, so today is the Hallowed Be Thy Name. Okay, that's the title, Hallowed Be Thy Name. So, let's look at what is hallowed. What does it mean? Let's look at the definition. Number one, it says set apart as sacred. And number two, consecrated or holy. So, when the Christian born again filled with the Holy Ghost has settled the paternity question, that's where we started from. Because if you haven't settled the paternity question, you can't even call him your father. So before you can even call him, say, our father, you have to settle the paternity question. And settling the paternity question, seek him, be filled with the Holy Ghost. Because Jesus said, if you are not born again, you cannot even see the kingdom of God. So you settle, you're a Christian, you settle the paternity question, not that he's your father. Amen? Now, settle the paternity question and know that God is his father. And when Jesus Christ died on the cross, his suffering produced his suffering that David was inspired to write in Psalm 22, released redemptive blessings to the believer who will accept it. You got to accept it. Amen? And Brother Bram said here, and every redemptive blessing that Jesus Christ died for and purchased in his atonement at Calvary is sitting on the table, and every believer is sitting before it. Amen? Hallelujah. If I need healing, I say, Father, pass me some healing. You see? But like I said, you have to establish that paternity. All the redemptive blessings are sitting for. Father, and pass me. You just pass me some healing. And I'll pour it out on my plate and eat it big. If you want to starve to death, go ahead. Yes, sir. And prophecies and tongues, talking about people who are just want to stay with speaking in tongues. I say, if that's what you do, go ahead. Amen? Let God have a plate full. Amen? Amen? Now, what is the name? Before we go, I really want us to be clear, because when you study, you have to understand all those things. Don't just read. We already saw that hallowed be set apart as sacred, consecrated, or holy. All right? Now, what is the name? Because hallowed be thy name. So what is the name? Now, when someone says, well, your name is how I call you. Your name is Marcel, or your name is so-and-so. Amen? Amen. But that's how we see the Western world. But Brother Branham, you see, like I said, God was in a prophet, was trying to bring us back to the original, how things were. And the original names were not just, how to call it, say, my wife's name is Henriette, right? So today we say Henriette, or somebody else, Marcel, and so that's just the parent. I don't know how it happened. They look at it, the name, the child, right? And sometimes say, oh, I like this name. I like this character, David. Oh, I like this character, Joshua. I like this character, Stephen. I like this character, Tim. I like this character, Matthew. And we pick that name and give to a child, right? Okay, now, according to a dictionary, a name, a word, or set of words by which a person, animal, place, or things is known, addressed, or referred to. That's a Western word. That's how we know it. Is that right? But in Hebrew, the word name is Shem. Shem. Shem means name in Hebrew. Okay? Shem. So the word Shem in Hebrew means a character. If you read everything, Jesus always remembers thy name. Well, if you just call somebody name, it's referring to character. And then let me read something to you here. So when I was doing the study in the Hebrew, I said, let me go and see what Brother Bram said about this. Because I was reading, I have some Hebrew thing that I was learning. In the Oriental, in the Hebrew, a name is not an identifier. And if you remember, Brother Bram said, those Hebrew mother, when in birth, the name they call positionally placed them. Yes. Amen? Yes. Positionally placed them. Now, let me read something here. Brother Bram said, now a church. Now, the church name is associated with the nature of its character. Yeah. Amen? Yeah. And if you remember, Brother Bram always tell us, if you have a child name, certain things, change it. If you have a child name, people say, wait a minute, that's maybe too much, that's too much fanatic, because they didn't know what they're talking about. They're saying, this is too much, he's fanatic, why should we do all that? And Brother Brown, what he's talking about? That's God's way. In the beginning, your name is your character, is who you are. Amen? So, did you notice the Smyrna meaning bitter? And you notice each one of the church now is a church name has something to do with the character of the church. I could say something here, but I better not, because you'll get me wrong. Your name does too. You might not know it, but it does. Oh, yes, you say now it's numerology. No, it's not. When Jacob was born, they called him Jacob. Now, the word Jacob, I told you in Hebrew, there's no J. So in Hebrew, the Jews say Yaakov. But Yaakov means to hold the hill. Imagine that we are trying to run here, and I'm trying to go, you're pulling me. That's how I became a supplanter, because he wanted to get out first. And he was doing that from the womb. He was holding the heel of his brother.
So the brother cannot come out. Yaakov. That's the name there. That's when there's one that say he was holding the heel. And that's how they see the supplanter. Like many times people will say, okay, Brother Abraham mentioned that, and people will go into the dictionary, look, say, where does it say the name Jacob mean a supplanter? They don't see it. They say, Brother Abraham's the first prophet. But you have to go back to what the actual mean. Amen. Go back to Hebrew. Yaakov, okay, mean he's holding the heel. And who does it? If you are trying to run there and go, and somebody's trying to hold you so that you cannot get what is yours, what is that doing? He's a supplanter. But you see, God revealed, like I said, the prophet didn't speak Hebrew. And God, he didn't need to. We have to believe it. Amen. We have to believe it. He said Jacob is a supplanter of God. We got to believe it. I believe for 30-something, 32 years of my life, then one day God opened my eyes to see, read Hebrew. That's what the prophet is talking about. Amen? Amen? I never questioned it. So some people say, where does it say that? Where do you ever see? Go Google. Where does it say Jacob is this? But God see in the Hebrew, say Yaakov. Amen? All right? So, Brother Abraham said, where am I here? Jacob. I need there's that too. Okay. No, it's not. When Jacob was born, they called him Jacob, which was supplanter. But when he wrestled with the angel, God changed his name to Israel. Okay? Israel. Israel, that means some El means God. Israel, that means someone who contended with God. He fought with God. Okay? A prince. Is that right? Saul was Saul of Tarsus, a mean fellow. But when he come to Jesus, he was called Paul. Simon's name was Simon. But when he come to Jesus, he was called Peter, a little stone. Oh, yes, sir. Your name, look what Brother Brown say, your name associates what you are. It has an impression upon your character. That's why would Jesus change Simon to Peter, change? Why? It has something to do. Amen? Amen? All right. Now, with that knowledge that a Christian has of who God is, okay, he approaches his father knowing that the father is holy and cannot lie. So when you, before you go into presenting your petition, if I come to you and I know for sure you cannot help me, I don't have faith in you, where does that go? If you have a son or a daughter who comes to you and does not believe that you can help, what's the need? Amen? So when a Christian comes to the father, the first thing, he has to understand that I'm approaching my holy father, he's consecrated, set apart, and he cannot lie. And that has to be part of his being, his way of thinking, everything in him. Like when God told Abraham, take Isaac and go sacrifice him, because Abraham knew in his whole being everything that God is holy, cannot lie. So if he tell me to do this, I will not question it, I will not doubt it, I will not take it halfway. Amen? Amen? But that's what Jesus is saying, when you go to pray, don't go to vain repetition. Amen. What is necessary is to believe the approaching and to know that who I'm approaching is holy. Amen. And that's why the prayer, okay, he told it, our Father who art in heaven, there's nothing there yet. Hallowed be thy name. You must come under those conditions that I'm approaching a holy God that cannot lie. That's the beginning of everything. If you cannot come on those basis, everything that you say is a vain repetition. You can pray, you can do everything. Brother Ram said I can pull a gallon of anointed oil of you, nothing's happening if you cannot approach. That's why how the prayer starts. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed, first petition, hallowed be thy name. Oh God, you are the God Almighty. You died for me on the cross. And through your death, you release the 7 redemptive blessings. They are mine. I thank you for doing that. I'm a sinner. I don't deserve it. But through your righteousness, not mine, through your righteousness and your death on the cross, I have access to this. I thank you. Hallowed be thy name. Amen? That's where you begin. You have to set the stage. Amen? Okay, so the Christian reveres God's name. If you go in Exodus 27, he said, you shall not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Amen? So, you tell Brother Marcel, I thought you said that name means a character. Sure. Imagine you call yourself a Christian. You see, many people, when they say, shall not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, sure, you shouldn't be calling God's name profanity. You see on the street and everywhere, people call the name of Jesus just for anything that happened. Sometimes everything they'll say, Jesus, what they have to do with anything? It's profanity. And the Bible does not want us to do that. That's why he started praying by saying, hallowed be thy name. In Exodus 27, when he gave the commandment, he said, do not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. And that's why the Jew would never write the combination G-O-D. They'll write G-D. Or they can never write the combination L-O-R-D. They'll write L-R-D. Because wherever you write the name of God, you cannot throw it, you cannot do anything with it. You have to give it to the temple that will save it somewhere. You see, even those people, they're blind, but you see how much respect they have. Amen? So, if we say the name, the character, how about when you're a Christian? Amen? When you're a Christian, you take the name of God, Jesus Christ. Now, when you go out there living with people in all kind of adultery or whatever, on all those things, you are taking the name of the Lord in vain. It's not just saying one, it's part of it, but remember, the name is a character. If you say, I'm a Christian, then you are supposed to project the character of God. But if you say you're a Christian and you're there, like, you know, doing all kind of things, wearing all kind of dresses, doing all kind of smoking, doing all those things, you are taking the name of the Lord in vain. And you cannot say, hallowed be the name of God. Amen? Amen. All right? Now, in Ezekiel 39:7, let me take you, Ezekiel 39:7. Ezekiel 39:7. So I will make my holy name known in the midst of my people Israel, and I will not let them pollute my holy name anymore. And the heathen shall know that I'm the Lord, the Holy One in Israel. You see? That's him. So God does not want them to pollute his name. So, you know, be careful. Sometimes, you know, we get to talking, we call the name of God and all kind of things, you know. Be careful, you know. I mean, I'm not saying to be fanatic, but be careful, because the name of God is holy. Okay, and before you start the prayer, that we come with reverence. Okay, now, how do we become holy? We cannot become holy, but only through when we accept Christ. Amen? Only through Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. Now, Brother Branham said here, and Moses took off his shoes and came up in reverence. That's the way you have to approach God, in reverence. Not curious, but laying aside every weight, every doubt, and come up reverently and say, Lord, what will you have your servant do? Amen? We have to approach him reverently. And Brother Bram said again, and you'll only get from God the things that you expected from God in the way you approach God. You approach in reverence, with faith, and every word is true. Amen? So I will read quickly something for you here. Okay, if you take note, if you want to go home, you can read Romans 14:11. Because we don't have enough time to read. Read that from Romans 14:11. 1 Corinthians 10:31. 1 Peter 1:15-16. All relate to what we're talking about here. So let me quickly read here something that John Wesley said about the hallowed be thy name. The name of God is God himself. You know, you see the name is a characteristic, and Brother Brown said God is identified by his characteristics. Amen? Okay, the name of God is God himself, the nature of God. So far as it can be discovered to man, it means therefore together with his existence, all his attributes or perfections, his eternity, his fullness of being, his omnipresence, his omnipotence, his wisdom, his trinity in unity, and unity in trinity, that's John Wesley, his essential purity and holiness, and above all, his love, which is the very brightness of his glory. In praying that God or his name be hallowed or glorified, we pray that he may be known such as he is by all that are capable thereof, that he may be duly honored and feared and loved by all in heaven above and in earth beneath. Amen. That's from John Wesley. Okay. So in ending, I will say this. I will say that the Lord was instructing us that paragraph, hallowed be thy name. The Lord was instructing us that we must start a prayer in the right mental attitude. You have to start a prayer in the right mental attitude. Amen. Knowing that God is holy and is who he said he is. You hear John Wesley said, he said, know that he, if he say, I'm your healer, you believe he's your healer. If he say, I'm your savior, you believe he is our savior. Amen. Amen. We should come, and Brother Branham said, the right mental approach, okay, will release any redemptive blessings. Amen. So you cannot come to him by first, I'm going to this haphazardly, maybe God will hear me. Amen. Brother Branham said this, taking God at his word. But I believe every word of it is true. And every divine promise is a seed that will produce just exactly what he said it will do. Amen. If you take the right mental attitude towards it, remember this, the right mental attitude towards any divine promise of God will bring it to pass. Amen. 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 So we today, like I told you, once we go through all that, the prayer will just go, you see, hallowed be thy name. That's why we are praying the petitions. Because we already, but knowing who he is, that's the part we have to know. Amen. God identified by his characteristic, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Sikenu, Jehovah Shammah, Jehovah Roi, the shepherd. We got to know him. So when you come, that's the reason I took a long time, that when you come praying, if you have a problem, sickness, you're going to come praying, hallowed be thy name, you know he's holy. You know that he is who he said he knows, he's a healer. Amen. If he's Jehovah's shepherd, he's my friend. And like I always say, friend, don't let friend down. Amen. He's not going to let me down. Do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death? I'll fear no evil, for thou art with me. Amen. You have to come with that right mental attitude before you are going to present the petition. So this is the first petition. It all has to do with God. Oh, God, I honor you. I revere you. I respect you. I give you all. I put you first. Amen? Amen. So next time, we may probably take two petitions together. The reason why this I wanted to spend time and see, it still go back to also the name of God. And you cannot just brush the holy name of God like that. Amen. Then next time we are going to look, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. All right, that will be second and third petition to God. Amen. So let us pray. Dear precious Lord Jesus, Father, we thank you this morning for your grace and mercy. Father, thank you, Lord,
for letting us know that your name is holy. You are a holy God. And Father, we must approach you knowing that you are who you said you are, without any doubt. Father, we love you because you love us first and you died for us. So Father, give us a right mental attitude to approach you in everything. In every petition that we have on earth, whether it be physical or spiritual, oh God, give us a right mental attitude, knowing that you are Jehovah Jireh. Amen. And let us love you with all our heart and serve you and put you above everything that we do. Let us seek you first to know that when we seek you first, everything else shall be added unto us. So, Lord, we love you and we thank you for the day. Thank you for the good health. Father, we pray for those, Father, who need healing. Father, those who need you. Father, may you be with them, Lord. And Father, may you bless the service and coming service. Bless the pastor and bless the communion service and be with us, Lord. We commit all to your hands. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. You may be dismissed.